Now on Sky Sports Radio, it's time to chinwag with Cozzy.
10-10 over the carnival. I just kept noticing one set of colours. They just kept bobbing up all the time. If they didn't win, they'd run into a place. So running great races. Blue with a white star and a red cap. They belong to Prime Thoroughbreds. And the man behind them is Joe O'Neill. Morning, Joe.
G'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm good. The blue, the white star, the red cap. Firstly, how did you come up with the colours?
When we set Prime Thoroughbreds up, we set it up about 18 years ago. I was with Billy Mitchell, and Billy's an Eastern Suburbs boy in Sydney and an East Rugby League supporter. And they're Eastern Suburbs colour, so that's where they came from, and we've kept them ever since. They've become quite well known over the last few years.
Yeah, Nancy, you kicked off with Billy Mitchell, with a fair judge. What was your background? Were your family in racing or not? Because I remember growing up and going to school with you in Queensland.
Yeah, no, we were up in Toowoomba, and my aunt's father was Con Doyle, and he was a very good trainer up in Queensland. And my grandmother, Dad's mother, used to be good friends with the Wars, and we'd go out and look at the yearlings and stallions and stuff at their farm. And I suppose in Toowoomba, mate, as you know, we went to St Mary's together. You're either in racing or rugby league. There wasn't much else to do.
Joe, I've nearly fallen off the chair. We're related. Con Doyle was my uncle.
Is that right?
Yeah, C.E. Doyle.
Margaret Carroll was my aunt.
I didn't know this until now. I've nearly fallen off the damn chair.
Is that right? That's obviously where we get out. We've got the same bin, mate.
Oh, Uncle Connie trained 4 Stradbroke winners. Mr. Hush won the Lightning with him.
That's right. No, he's a great trainer. And,
good God.
You know, I didn't spend a lot of time. We used to go out to Torrington, though, and when we were kids with Danny Carroll, who's my uncle, and we had a lot of fun up there together. So,
mate, you can knock me over the feather. I'm not kidding. I did not know. And I reckon you would have either. There you go.
No, I didn't. I knew we related to the Cosgrove at somewhere, but I wasn't sure which part of Cosgrove.
Where's all the Christmas presents, Joe, for the last 20 years?
That's right.
So school, I mean, I wasn't a great student at school. I imagine you wouldn't have been too keen on either, the old Christian Brothers. How did you get into racing away from that, your first involvement away from school?
Well, it's interesting. I had a job at Clifford Park. I used to work loading the horses behind the barriers, and I became quite interested in Jim Atkins. I mean, I used to watch his horses, and he had Delrado. He brought him back after he won the Doncaster Parade at Clifford Park. I thought he was a magnificent horse. And I got tied up with a fellow called Normie Mottram. We had a horse called Young Ruby, and Bert Lade owned it. It was a lovely old fella up there, and we won a few races with it, and I used to go out to Clifford Park in the morning. I started helping Pat Duff quite a bit, and I used to go to his stables when I was at uni and walk around and sort of, you know, learn a lot off him. He had Scott Meld at the time, and of course he only had it for a couple of starts, and then she moved on. But I was lucky enough to be in Melbourne. I went to Canberra to play rugby league in 1977, and then joined the army from there. And I was lucky enough to be able to have the day off to go and watch her to run in the Oaks at Flemington. So that was a great thrill. And mate, it's always been with you, mate. I think it's an affliction that's cured by death, mate. You know, you become involved. And you know, it's in your blood, and I really like it. I mean, I've been up in the Hunter Valley yesterday at Yarraman Park. I worked very closely with the boys from Yarraman. I also went to Sedgenhope and had a look at some really nice yearlings that they've got up there. And I'm really excited about the Magic Millions sale that's coming up. We've had a really good season this year. I won metropolitan races in 5 states. We won 2 races on Cup Day. I know, Chris Lees, unfortunately, missed the Melbourne Cup. He's got the Melbourne Cup winner. I was there this morning having a look at him. He's a magnificent horse. But we won the Musselbrook Cup, so I said, it's not all bad.
The good thing, Joe, with your horses, you've seemed to be able to spread them, like a lot of people do these days, all around Australia, so people can get involved. And from what I gather, a lot of yours, they're not super expensive buys.
No, our average purchase price may have been $45,000. You know, in the last couple of weeks, Terra Marta's won 2 in Sydney. I think I paid $28,000 for her from the Magic Millions. On Sunday, we won a race with a big brown filly down in Hobart. I paid $20,000 for, I think. Pitstree, I paid $55,000 for. We won the Musselbrook Cup. He's gone down to Tassie. We move our horses too, where I think they're well placed, you know. So I think a horse is probably... We sent Faith and Courage up from Hobart to Tony Gollan in Brisbane. And, of course, she won in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday for us. So we move our horses around. And we run a team of about 50 horses. We've always got about 20, 25 in work. And we race, as I said, we race in 5 states. And we've won metropolitan races in 5 states this season.
Joe, which has been the most satisfying one? I mean, you get a thrill and the satisfaction out of every one that gets to the races and earns for people, but which is the one you've gone, oh, God, that was good?
Look, I'll tell you what, mate. I went up to Lyndhurst years ago and I saw a colt in a paddock and I bought him for, I think, $10,000. And we went back and we won a race at Ipswich with him, and then Bill Mitchell closed his stable in Brisbane and decided to concentrate in Melbourne. I brought him down to Melbourne and we galloped him one morning, and Billy came and saw me and said, what are you doing bringing a bush horse to Melbourne? I said, he's not, I don't think he's a bush horse, this horse. Anyway, we went into a three-year-old open handicap and we led Star of Florida by four lengths into the straight at Caulfield. So the horse's name was Holding, who went on to be a very good sprinter. By Sequalo out of Cheer Girl, and we won a Wongoon with him. He won a Hilton on the Park at Flemington. He won a few races at Moonee Valley. He was a really high-class horse. A good friend of mine, David Morrow, was in him. I mean, a lot of my good friends from Coolangatta and Tweed Heads were in him. And he was probably the first. Well, Calming was a very good mare I had in Melbourne, and Zero Drama were good horses at the same time. But Holding sort of, I think, consolidated our position in Melbourne.
You've formed some good relationships. You mentioned Chris Lees with some trainers too. David Hayes has trained for you as well. Chris Lees, Tony McAvoy, Mark Kavner. You get Charlie Goggin down there in Tassie. I think Patrick Payne's come off the bench as well.
Patrick Payne's actually quite amazing, Sean. I said to him 2 years ago in Adelaide, I said, Patrick, you know, you could always stay. I said, you know, can't you train a two-year-old? I said, I'm certain you can train a two-year-old. And he said, well, I don't think so, train stay. So I said, I'll go and buy you two-year-olds. So I went into the sale and I hunted around and I found a Hassan colt. So I bought him. It's a horse called Hassan Eagle, who ran fifth in the Coolmore Stakes out of the Group 1. And then this year, just gone by, I did the same thing. I went to Adelaide and I went around and I found a nice filly by not a single doubt. It wasn't too big. So I gave it to Patrick, and she won the other day. She won the first two-year-old race in Adelaide for the season. Her name's Atalanta Miss, and she runs in that reverse way going two-year-old race for Magic Millions, except at Ballarat, where, you know, she won a jump out there pretty impressive the other day. So he's been really good. I bought him another I'm Invincible colt a few weeks ago, and I'll get him another horse in January. But I've been very, very impressed with Patrick. He's an excellent young bloke. Family is just well known. I mean, but Paddy's a great horseman. He's one of the best you'd ever come across. And Tony Gollan's another young trainer. I'm really enjoying working with these young guys. I mean, Tony, we won the race before the Melbourne Cup at Flemington with Hijack Hussey. Probably, in some respects, Tony horse Del Rallo, which I was absolutely in love with when I was a kid in Toowoomba. Has a lot to do with me sitting here talking to you today, because when I saw Del Rallo that day at the park, I'll never forget it.
It's interesting because, from what I gather, you don't advertise.
No, I don't advertise much at all. 90% of our shares get sold back to our client base, and we get an awful lot of referral business. We don't advertise on the television because we haven't had to. I do a little bit of radio advertising occasionally, and I do a bit on the internet. I advertise through Bloodstock.com and do a little bit through RaceNet. But overall, it's mainly through contacts and through our client base. We've built up a very strong client base. I've got some excellent clients. I mean, we've become great friends. I've still got my first client, Sean, I got back in 1997. So I think that, look, you can't always please everybody in this business. As you know, it's a tricky game, racing, and it's a difficult game, and it's not for, as someone said once, that it's not for men in short with long socks and shorts on. It's a toughie. We've been able to fill our horses up without spending a lot of money on advertising. And I do about 15 horses a year, Sean. That's about enough for me. So.
Yep. Now, as I said, with the publicity that's been there, I suppose, and the focus on staying races of late, have you started to look for more staying bred horses to syndicate?
Well, interesting you say that. I'm going to look for one this year. I bought one of the only two Australian bred stayers that ran in the Melbourne Cup out of the paddock, $40,000, as a mare called Unchain My Heart, which we raced through and sold her after Andrew Ramsden in June. She won three stakes races for us. We thought she'd done a job at that stage as a rising eight-year-old mare, and some people bought her and decided to race her on, so that was their, that's their business. But, I mean, when you think about it, of all the horses that are bred in Australia, to have one of the two Australian bred runners in the Melbourne Cup, and you only pay $40,000 for her. And I bought her out of the paddock. She wasn't at a sale. I went up to Rhinewood Pastoral Company, Ray Willis's farm near Barrow, had a look at her, and I bought her and a Chaussier filly the same day. But I do buy a lot of horses. I like buying horses out of the paddock, Sean. I think I probably buy about 40% of my year. I bought six horses yearling this year already, which we're syndicating. We've nearly finished getting them all done, actually. I bought one yesterday by I'm Invincible from Yarra in the Park while I was up there, which I'm going to give to Chris Lees to train. But then I'll probably buy about another 9 or 10 yearlings at the yearling sales next year.
Now, Chris has had quite a few for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, Chris is a great trainer. I think Chris Lees is probably, you know, the fact he's got protectionists is great for Chris Lees. I mean, I think Chris Lees, pound for pound, is as good a trainer as we've got in Australia. He's an excellent horseman. Great fellow to deal with. He's very honest in his assessment of his horses. Places them very well. If he says, look, I think you should have a few bob on this, he very rarely misses. He knows his horses, and he also knows what the opposition are like. He's a highly professional trainer, but then really when you think about it, look at who his father was. He was an absolute star. So, you know, Chrissy's, to my eye, will be one of the great trainers. When we look back on racing in 25 years' time, if we're still around, Sean, we'll say, yeah, Chris Lees, he's a superstar.
Now, as far as bloodlines go, do you does it worry you what they buy or not? Or do you buy
no,
more
no,
on
I
type?
No, I like to buy types, mate. One of the things, you know, I could go out and, you know, buy a Fastnet Rock or whatever, or these other sexy stallions, and they're good horses, don't get me wrong, but when you're spending the sort of money I spend, even though I did buy a filly for $160,000 this year, it was by Luke De Vega, because I just like the look of the Luke De Vega. It was his first season horse, and I said to one of my good clients, I said, I really think this is a good filly, and so we bought her, and Tony McAvoy's got her, and since we bought her, of course, Luke De Vega has exploded in Europe and it's the first season sire over there, so we might have got it right. But I like to buy athletes, and I like to buy medium-sized horses. I don't like big horses. I like horses that have got a kind eye. I like horses that are athletic with a strong hind quarter. So I like Huston. I bought 4 Hustons in the last month or two. I'm a big fan of the horse. I'm a fan of Hinchinbrook. I think he's going to be an outstanding young horse. Mm. Obviously, I'm Invincible's got away from us now. They're going to be far too expensive. And well done to the Mitchells. I mean, they took a punt standing, that stallion, but he's the best looking horse in the Hunter Valley. And his yearling, I mean, the job his youngsters are doing is phenomenal. So, but, I go around looking. I like Casino Prince as a stallion. We've got the first season sires right most years, Sean, because we go up to the farms. I mean, I was in the paddock yesterday walking around getting a feel for the yearlings that were up there and looking at them and assessing them against each other rather than at a sale when they've all been prettied up. And it's amazing what you learn when you go and do that. I mean, it's the most valuable few hours you can spend is wandering through paddocks looking at yearlings.
Yeah, well, it's certainly paid off for you over the years. How many horses have you syndicated altogether, Jeff?
About 200. We've had 612 individual winners, Sean. We won 612 races all up. And this season, we're back up to 27% winners to runners. We've had 17 winners from 63 starters. Last season, we had 48 seconds. Now, we went down to 16%, which is the lowest winning strike rate we've had since we started the business. We normally run about 20%. But we've bought a lot of good horses over the years, and you know, I get a lot of fun out of it. I mean, I enjoy it. It's what I want to do. I knocked back off. When I left the Army back in 1997, I could have been CEO of Tasmanian Cricket. But I decided at the time I wanted to have a crack and do this, and we'd see if it didn't work, I knew I'd get a job somewhere. So here we are, nearly 18 years later, and it's been successful. We've got a lot of good people we deal with, and that's important to me. I mean, the people I deal with, I've got to be people that I respect, otherwise I don't bother to deal with them. Mm. And we've got our clients made it fantastic. You know, I've some of the best people I've ever met are the people that we deal with our horses, and they trust us to do the job for them.
And do you still get towie when they're having their first start?
Well, I don't want them to miss the start. You know, it's sort of when they have their first start, you want them to have a good day out. You know, they don't have to win, but you want the owners to. Nothing worse is than going and having a horse have its first start and it plays up to the barrier, misses the start by 10 lengths and sort of follows them around. It's a big disappointment for the people involved, particularly if it's their first horse. So. It's also very important to me that we get these horses to the races. I mean, we've got 14 four-year-olds in our team, Sean, and all 14 have raced and 12 have won. And three-year-olds now, we've had 11 of the 13 race and 8 of those. We had a win on Sunday, so 8 of those are our winners. And the other two will trial next week at Scone and they'll probably race around Sydney in the next month. So we'll get all of those to the races. That's pretty important to me because if people spend their $5,000 or $10,000 and they... mate, you know, trust us to buy the right horse to get them an opportunity to go to the races, then I think it's important that they get that chance to go to the races and watch them run.
Terrific. Well, Joe, been great to have a chinwag this morning. Prime Thoroughbreds, find him on the net there. It's had a terrific run over the spring there. The colours, the blue with the white star and the red cap bobbing up. And, mate, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
See you later, cousin.
Yeah, right. See you. Bye. Joe O'Neill. God, tell you what, sometimes you just don't know, do you? Absolutely no idea. Totally middle stump. 10:05.